Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Lamites, Sanhedrin 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start three lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Omar Le, Kesar L'Rabban Gamliel. The emperor, the Caesar, said to Rabban Gamliel. You'll note that in the common print of the Gemara, it says the word kofar, but the tradition is that wherever it says the word kofar on this page, it's supposed to be read as Kesar, the emperor. What did he say to Rabban Gamliel? Elokeichem, your God, Ganavu, is a thief. Okay, dichsiv, because it says in your Torah, Vayapel Hashem Elokim tardema al ha'odam vayishon, Hashem placed a deep slumber on first man, and he slept, and at that time Hashem took away a tzela, a part of his body, and created the woman from that. That's the question that the Caesar posed to Rabban Gamliel. Omro Lei Birate, the daughter of the emperor, the princess, said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, leave him alone. Da anamaha darnole, because I'm going to respond to my father. I'll give him the answer. Omrole, she said to him, Tenuli duchas echad, give me some law enforcement. Omrole, lamalich. So the emperor asked, why do you need soldiers, policemen, judges? Why do you need law enforcement? So she said, Listin ba'u aleinu halayla, they're robbers who came last night, v'natlu imenu kiten shel kesef, and they took from us a silver pitcher, v'yiniach lanu kiten shel zav, and they left behind a golden pitcher. So I need law enforcement because they stole the silver pitcher. Amala, the emperor answered, Ulevai sheyavo aleinu b'chol yom. Actually, I'm hoping that they come every day. Such a deal is great. They take silver and they leave me with gold. It's worth so much more. I think this is wonderful. And so she answered, isn't this equally as wonderful to first man? What was taken away from him was one rib. And in return, he got a woman to take care of him. So that was the first part of the conversation. Amar lo, he said to her, Hachi ku amino. This is really what I'm asking. The Caesar made it sound as if, you know, like, oh, that's child's play, I knew that. Even though it could be that she really illuminated his perspective on what Hashem did. But he adjusts his question, or clarifies his question, and he says, Ela l'shakle behedya. Why didn't Hashem do the surgery while Adam was awake? Let him know that he's taking it. Indeed, you'll note that in the original question on the fourth line of the page, his wording was ganavu. He's a thief. He didn't call him a gazlan. The problem is that he's a ganav, that he did it in a hidden way. Okay. Omrole, she said to him, Aisu li umtsa devisra, bring me some raw meat. Aisula, it was brought for her. Osva tuse bachsha, afiksa. She put it on the fire and then she removed it when it was ready. Amrale, and she told her father, Echol mehai, please eat, enjoy. Amar lo, he said to her, Ma'isa li, I find it repulsive, because I saw it when it was raw. Amra le, she said to him, Ve'odam arisho nami, first man also, we have a shakila b'hedya, have a ma'isa le. If she would have been taken from him in that surgery, and he would have seen, he also would have found her repulsive, and that's not the nature of husband and wife. He's head over heels over her. That's because he didn't have this repulsive experience of seeing the bloody surgery that created her. This Gemara and its presentation of how endearing a woman should be to her husband, and that seeing some of the process, as true as it is, as valid as it is, but it's not endearing, and therefore Hashem withheld that from Adam and did the surgery in a hidden way. So that concept can help us understand a different Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis, which deals with topics of intimacy and its importance in marriage. The Gemara over here, for example, in Shabbos, describes intimacy as Mesim Shalom Bevayis, the force that is a catalyst for Shalom Bayis, for family harmony, brings the couple together in a very profound way. And among the statements in this Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amud, is Ki Hu Omar Vayehi. Hashem made a declaration, and that's why it's like that. And the Gemara says, Zu Isha. That's the role that a woman has in relationship to her husband. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned, Isha Chemas Mole Tzoa, a woman is full of dirt, Upia Mole Dam, and her mouth is full of blood, Ve'akol Rotzim Achareha, and everybody is running after her. Now, obviously, this is an enigmatic Gemara. We need to understand what's going on. But it's not as hard to understand as soon as you want to understand it. What sometimes happens is that Bible critics or Talmud critics take the statement out of context, don't want to appreciate the deep message, and therefore they just say, oh, the Talmud is disparaging to women. It describes her as dirty and bloody. How awful. Quite frankly, a man is also dirty and bloody. The Gemara didn't say that. Why not? And it's quite clear, because the Gemara's message is Ve'akol Rotzen Achareha. The Gemara is coming to observe how remarkable this is, that a woman, if one would think about it, I guess we'll use the word medically, she has dam nida, she has blood that flows from the lower mouth, as the Talmud sometimes speaks about that area of the body in a hinting manner, and the back of the body has dirty, the bathroom function, and the Gemara's commenting, it's really astounding that men run head over heels to the point you need real self-control. Hakol rotzim acharel, everybody's running after her. And after we saw our Gemara understanding that something that's repulsive would infringe on the marriage, it's actually remarkable that husband and wife are in love in such an intense way. And that is, the Gemara says, a blessing from Hashem. I'll read you a Rashi. Says Rashi, Zu Isha, this is the woman, which Ki Hu Amar Vayehi, Hashem declared that it should be like that. Im Loa Pi Gezeras HaMelech, if it weren't for the declaration of the king, Hashem's decision that the woman should be endearing, enticing to her husband, it would not logically be normal for him to desire her. And here we have a simple Gemara with a simple message. It's profound, but it's very straightforward. It's remarking about how motivated men are, in the extreme case, to go girl watching. If not for Shmira Seinayim and the halachas that we have, they're totally motivated. They're motivated for the front of her body. They're motivated for the back of her body. They're so motivated, and it doesn't make sense. And that was the message that the princess in our Gemara shared with her father. Had Hashem done the surgery in front of Adam, he would have seen blood of the surgery. Me'isali, raw meat, it's repulsive. And the same should theoretically be in every man-woman relationship. But Hashem's blessing, in order to cause marriage, in order to cause procreation, in order to have the world function as he saw it, ki hu amar v'yehi, he placed a special blessing in the world that the woman is all perfume, roses, it's all beautiful, even if it's irrational that the man should react like that, but he does, and he and she are blessed with Hashem's blessing, ki amar v'yehi, that the man should find the woman attractive. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.